breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze.
It's like the perfect tone for Gulf Breeze. I love that song.
I know.
Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, always joins us after a Monday night city council meeting. Sam, welcome back to the show. Hey, you there? We kind of didn't hear you for there a second. You there?
Oh.
Yep.
Hey, all right. One more time. Sam Abel, are you there?
Oh, we lost her.
Oh, all right.
The rain's so moving into the area.
Here is the phone number if you
can give her
a call. Mm-hmm. Get her, see if we can get her back on the line. By the way, so my radar map, the News Radar ThreatNet radar, it is telling me that we do not yet have significant rain in the area. I mean, I can see some rain out the window, but people are telling me that the east side is actually pretty heavy right now. So Sorry, I can't give you better information about that, but we are expecting 3 to 5 inches of rain throughout the day today. And, most of the serious weather right now is south of Mississippi and New Orleans. Like, it's right at the tip of Louisiana and south parts there, and that's headed this direction eventually. So over the course of the next couple of hours, we'll get it. Let's go back and check and see if we got Sam Abel with us, the city manager from Gulf Breeze. Hey, Sam, you there?
Hi, good morning.
Oh, gosh, that's
that
so much
was
better.
Odd.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know.
I think a lot of people don't know that the mayor of Gulf Breeze has a kill switch on her phone. So when she calls me, hand to God, that's what just happened, it just cuts right through whatever I might be doing. That's how we do important business in Gulf Breeze.
She's like the president with the emergency alert system.
She
can just cut right in on the city manager's phone.
That's right.
Which makes good sense.
That's right. We make no apologies.
Right.
That's how
I love it.
Done.
Okay. Hey,
yeah.
One of the things that you guys worked on last night was the short-term rental, the second reading of this ordinance. What has changed now? What actually happens now?
Yes. Well, we need to first apologize to our restaurants and shops last night because they must have all been empty. Everyone was at City Hall, which, for local government enthusiasts like myself, we were so excited. It's nice to have that good discussion from your businesses and your residents, and it was a great discussion, Andrew. So it was standing room only. Members of our council remarked at the beginning of the meeting that we had more people show up than even pickleball and tennis, if that gives you any idea, that was quite the thing. We had, during those discussions, we had members of Pensacola Beach and Pensacola attend because they all enjoy our recreation facilities. But in this instance, it was our residents who showed up and our short-term rental owners. Great discussion, on both sides. At the end, the council once again approved the ordinance unanimously as they had on first reading. And Mayor Fitch in her remarks said, this council, when they started their term in office, they said they wanted to focus on governing from neighborhoods first. And she remarked that they were leaving office, taking up their last ordinance, which was, again, to look at how they could strengthen neighborhoods with this ordinance. And so they wanted to send a message about how they have governed in doing that. In the end, we heard, from residents who felt it was a very reasonable ordinance. They didn't feel that it was far-reaching. We heard from some of our short-term rental owners who said, I can get on board with that, but what if this is just the beginning? And so they expressed, and I understand that, fears for what might be coming. And so we had to, share with them limitations under Florida law.
Right.
And maybe help reassure them. But at the end of the day, what it is, Andrew, is, most owners of short-term rentals, they're already providing a guest book. They're already providing instructions to their guests. And what this does is it says, make sure you're communicating the garbage schedule. Nuisance laws as it relates to property care and maintenance, make sure that you have on file with the city a point of contact if there is an emergency, and once a year, register with the city. The registration is $40 a year. That is less than the $50 a year it would cost just to have a home-based occupation license. And so we try to keep it low, but the idea is we want residents to know who their neighbors are. We did listen to one dad came to the podium. He has 3 young children, and he shared that there has been an individual in close proximity to their house who's been renting. who has addiction issues. I thought that he was very measured in his response, because actually we know that there was an emergency call yesterday that was, you know, just very, very scary without going into too much detail. And so I think that the evening could have been made more, you know, dramatic, more histrionic. And I felt that everybody really reserved themselves and kept it to the point. And so at the end, I feel like, you know, community won last night. And so I think our owners are more informed. And so now we're going to get, you know, started and educating everyone and going down the road of the new process.
Great. Well, that's, I mean, you know, it's always good to have participation. And as long as everybody feels like they got heard and, you know, in the end, the thing turned out to be a benefit, that's good. Well, I have one other thing I want to ask you about, because it seems kind of important to me anyway. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager for City of Gulf Breeze. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, we're looking at a hit-and-run crash. This is going to be at Palafox and Brent Lane westbound near the Drowsy Poet and the school there. It's going to be causing some slowdowns. Let me get back to my notes. Okay, so this is Brent Lane and Old Palafox Highway, showing some slowdowns there from that hit-and-run. Also, Archer and El Camino roads are confirmed closed in Cantonment this morning from the CSX railroad improvements. Otherwise, we're looking good on our roadways. A little bit of slowdown in Tiger Point from our normal morning slowdown. If you see anything else, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Oh, by the way, somebody clarified what they meant by bad weather in the east side was that it was showing 167 degrees on their phone app.
Oh, I didn't look at the picture.
Yeah, I didn't see the picture. Light rain in the area, expecting a lot more rain throughout the day today. So, Sam, one of the items on the agenda was Wayside Park seawall repair. And I have been really eager to see all of the amenities at Wayside Park, both and the boat dock and everything else, like, open finally. It still isn't there. And, of course, Pensacola has its own special problems because of all the damage there. But what happened to the seawall?
Yes. So we noticed some sinkholes at different joints in the seawall. And Andrew, this is the wall that is closest to the boat ramp.
Oh, okay.
And runs all along the Pensacola Bay there, and then close, you know, kind of circles back underneath the bridge. So this is a long length of wall that the council had looked at a beautiful new design for a promenade, and we're supposed to have a gorgeous piece of public art. And they had authorized that bid, and we went out to address the sinkholes to make sure to reinforce those prior. And as the marine contractor was doing excavation, he took video that the water just started freely coming back and forth throughout the wall at each one of those joints. Hey. And so he quickly put the dirt back, and we hit the pause. We've engaged a consultant engineer who's going to be working with us on how to harden that wall all the way down the seawall. So what I told council last night is this is going to be an expensive repair, no doubt. But the important thing is that we caught it before we went through with this, you know, beautiful landscaping and paver project for a promenade. That would not have been the time. In fact, that would have been catastrophic. So good news and bad news. But as your listeners see, you know, some work in the oncoming weeks happening there. You know, at least we caught it now and not later. And it sounds like that this all happened as an emergency repair after Hurricane Ivan. So no doubt it was going to likely have a failure, you know, at some point.
Okay. So not something that happened because of Skanska and the equipment and Sally and post Sally and all of that, but something that's really been there for a long time and it's finally come to light. That's right?
That I heard Skanska was jumping up and down on it, Andrew. I heard that they were, you know, I'm pretty sure I saw barges just like bumper cars out there. Is that what you heard?
I suppose we'll wait for the litigation at that point.
It was worth a shot.
I got you. Just quick thing. When will the boat ramp, do we know?
So great question. So this work will not impact the timeline for the boat ramp. The boat ramp has been held up in permitting. So interesting, as there's, you know, discussions about how to expedite some of this, you know, permitting, especially for replacement projects, Andrew, that we're hearing nationally.
Yeah.
We did wait on the federal permit. We've got that in hand now. And so we're looking forward to moving forward with that project as well.
Okay. So, I mean, spring Do we know?
We're going to go with spring. I mean, we're just putting back what was there. So let's. I'm crossing fingers and toes. Let's go with that.
Okay. All right. For the efficiencies, I'll take that if that happens. Sam Abel, yeah. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Please tell the mayor to stop interrupting our interviews. I appreciate that. Sam, we'll talk to you again soon. As always, thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thanks, sir.